James Ferguson from Charlie Appleby's team's just taken a quick call. We appreciate it. How are you, James?
Yeah, good, Andrew. How are you doing?
Very well, mate. I thought we'd just get a quick call away, mate, because Gold Trail is on the way to Victoria today.
Yeah, he is. He's leaving later on.
How's he done, mate? I know you galloped him yesterday, last little hit out before the Mornington Cup.
Yeah, no, yeah, I was really pleased with it yesterday. Jo, who rides him every day, she was delighted with him. She knows the horse very well. Says he's in there. Says he feels the same as he did when he ran in Dubai. So that's good enough for me. You know, his weight's good, and I couldn't really be happier by the way he went. You know, the track here is brilliant. Yeah, it's a bit softer here for his liking, but he seems to be handling it well here anyway.
I've been talking to a few Melbourne trainers. They're getting some rain down there, but your preference would be drier the better?
Yeah, he wouldn't want it too wet, but he's fairly straightforward. He should be right.
Yeah, okay. Off his Dubai win, and we urge people to go and have a look at it. You can go and Google it. Get on Emirates Racing Authority or even the Godolphin website would have the replay that if he runs up to that, he's going to be in the finish.
If he runs up to that, yeah, he'll be very competitive. He was he gave a great performance there, and as well as his run up and when he ran at Doncaster with James Dole riding him. But I think you know I've had a bit of a look at the field, and you know it is competitive, and luckily I remember most of the horses from when I was here at the Spring Carnival. But it is a competitive race, and we're not counting our chickens at the moment. So, all I hope is he goes up there and runs well anyway.
Can you describe that race at Dubai when he won? In our form, it says rating 113. What does that mean, James?
Well, he put up, that was his best RPR. He's actually, his English rating is actually 107.
Right.
Which in Australian terms is probably about 97.
Right, okay.
I think you do it 10. Yep. 10 lower anyway, but yep. Basically when he did go up for that, he's in good order. You know, he's probably better than a few on ratings. He's better than a few of the horses that we've brought over before. You know, I'd like to think that, and Charlie and I were talking the other day, you know, on his form, he's probably one of the best horses that we have brought over to Australia. So look, we can, you know, it's a tight track. He probably won't be used to the tight track, but I think he likes the flat surfaces in Australia. And, you know, I'm lucky I've got Craig Williams on board, who's, I've been told that Mornington's like his second home.
Yep.
Which is good enough for me, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so he floats down today and then runs on Saturday in the Mornington Cup Gold Trail. And as we know, the winner of this race gets a start in the Caulfield Cup. Have you heard about the discussion about the words Gold Trail? Gary Portelli had one only a few years ago.
I know, Andrew. We've had to change our name. We're now the Gold Trail.
The Gold Trail. Okay.
I keep it in every time I get asked, I completely forget. But yeah, we are now the Gold Trail.
The Gold Trail.
As long as Gary Portelli's Gold Trail was any good, we'll let him keep it.
Well, I'm just going to get his form up while I'm talking to you. He went to New Zealand and won a good race there for Gary. He's now 12. He ran in really good races like Magic Millions races and
we'll let him keep it, and hopefully we can live up to his form anyway.
He won the Group 1 Railway on New Year's Day of 2010 at Group 1 level in New Zealand, and he ran in Singapore in the Chris Flyer in the same year, 2010. So when he raced, he certainly was a good horse. So we're going
to
call...
We've got a lot to live up to then.
Well,
hold our name.
You've added that, and that's pretty important. So it's going to be known as the Gold Trail when it lines up.
The Gold Trail.
The Gold Trail. Just, mate, before I leave you, and I thank you for taking your call, how are the other horses at Canterbury?
Yeah, they're actually in really good form. You know, I'm very happy with the way they've settled in, and I've still got a bit of time with them, but they seem to be ticking along well anyway. You know, I'm not negatives at the moment anyway, which is always good to know.
Okay, that's Penglai Pavilion and Polarization. We'll wait and see. Certainly one of them won't need to run. It's I'm just going to try and again get the Sydney Cup order of entry out, but there's certainly one that's safe and then one that's sort of on the borderline a little bit.
Yeah, like you said, I think Penglai is definitely in, and I'm sure the weights will go up as well, which might help me.
Yeah.
I'm not the expert, but I'd like to think that Polarization will get in, but if not, I'm leaving all my options open anyway. And
yeah.
If we He's in great form. If I have to run him in the Chairman's, you know I will.
Yeah, understand. Yeah, Pengley Pavilion is equal 16, and that'll get you there for sure. We'll wait and see what happens. Hey, James, thanks for taking our call on quick notice, mate. Really appreciate it.
No worries, Andrew. Have a good day.
Thanks, mate. James Ferguson there from the Charlie Appleby team. Charlie's not coming for the Mornington Cup. He certainly will be coming to Sydney for the championships and those two horses hopefully running for their sake in the Sydney Cup.